are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, ladies, this looks pretty good. All right, I think I know what you could get your man for Valentine's Day. Check this out. Walgreens and CVS is set to launch a male fertility test that measures sperm count. Yeah, listen to this. Listen to this, okay? Men will be able to determine if they're producing enough sperm to get a woman pregnant at home. Yeah, it's called Sperm Check. That's what it's called. I don't know what to get my husband for Valentine's Day. All I know is I'm sick of taking birth control. So I'd like to know if he has a low sperm count so I don't have to take birth control anymore. So I got some selfish ideas of my own. All right, but let's dig into this a little deeper. This is some juicy scoop here. Walgreens will begin selling the Sperm Check test for $40 across its 8,000 stores this April. It is distributed by a company called ContraVac. Oh, I should have bought stock. All right, and it comes in a blue and gold box. Oh, that's kind of handsome. And features a smiling couple holding a newborn. It will add to the nearly 2 dozen varieties of female fertility tests available in Walgreens stores and fill in a longstanding gap between male and female fertility tests. Yeah, there has been a longstanding gap, right? We almost went to civil war because of it. Yeah, I'm not sure what female fertility tests are talking about. What I do remember is in medical school, I made myself look like a complete idiot. I really need to learn to not raise my hand. But we were talking about basal body temperature. And if a woman wants to determine if she's fertile or ovulating, you take your basal body temperature. And if it's higher, then that could mean you just ovulated. It's a good time to have sex. Well, I raise my hand in medical school, and I go, but what if the thermometer breaks in her vagina? How do you treat, you know, the mercury dermatitis or caustic assault on the vaginal wall? And they're like, you know, you don't take a basal body temperature up your base. You take it out like your mouth, a regular temperature, and you document it. So, again, so whenever I hear about, you know, female fertility tests, and I always remember basal body temperature. No, you do not put the thermometer down there. Okay, so they say right now there's nothing like it on the shelf. They think men are going to buy this like hotcakes. Women have to carry the burden of trying to determine the issues surrounding fertility. Men don't usually say, let me go to the urologist and give a semen sample. Why don't you guys do that? You know, it is Valentine's Day coming up. You know, some of us would like to really know what you got down there. All right, and so I guess, according to the test instructions, a reddish line indicates the sperm count is normal, 20 million or more per millimeter of semen, while a negative result shows no color and indicates that the sperm count is below normal. Well, couldn't a negative result also mean that the little test strip isn't working? Any reading below normal means men should consult a physician about a complete fertility evaluation. Oh, amen to that. I think that's good. And not because I'm a woman, you know, and I just, you know, and I think men need to, you know, work harder. No, trust me, I make my husband work. Man, I make him work. But here's the thing. I see too many couples go through extremely expensive fertility testing. All right, you know, the woman has to throw her legs up in the stirrups. You know, they shoot dye in there to see that her tubes are open, checking if she's ovulating, ultrasound, blood work. Meanwhile, you know, Jorge that's sitting next to her could very easily give a little sample, and he won't do it. Por qué? He's like, no mas. And I'll go, I'll determine if mas. Go give us a sample. So anyway, it would really help us a lot. Okay, what are we going to talk about on today's show? What are we going to talk about? Okay, apparently 4 million Americans have new knees. All right, we have, I think the statistic is 1 in 20 Americans have new knees, like knee replacements. So we're going to talk about that, how expensive they could be. I mean, good for that. I'm going to need new knees. I'm going to need new ovaries, new breasts. Trust me, I just don't think my insurance is going to cover it. then this is really cool stuff. There's a new 3D laser map that scientists use to determine where the next earthquake is going to happen. So if they could predict earthquakes using 3Ds and lasers, do you guys ever wonder if these guys are just like kids, right? You know, like my little boys, right, wanting to play video games. You know, are they coming up with these ideas because of science? And, you know, somebody wakes up saying, I want to save humanity. Or are they saying, I want to play with lasers. What could we screw around with the laser? You know, and they go, well, you know what? I hear there's an earthquake grant. You want to play around with lasers and earthquake plates? Yeah, let's do that. And then they decide to make a study. I just think, because honestly, guys are guys. You know, my husband, I mean, you know, he may read a book and be, you know, as cerebral as they come, but you say he could play around with a laser, he will drop everything and go on to play. All right, so don't try to fool me that, you know, you're being all academic about it. Okay, and then we have some other cool stuff I want to talk about after I organize my papers, okay? I'm not going to try to fake it, right, and give you the teaser while I'm still looking through. Because, you know, there's a few different things. Yeah, somebody had asked me if beer is healthy, and I actually looked it up. Beer has antioxidants, so we need to talk about that. I don't want you all to drink beer, but I didn't realize that darker beer could be healthier than lighter beer, so we should probably talk about that. Yeah. Yeah, maybe we could, you know, talk also about, you know, French onion dip and Super Bowl food. I really like Super Bowl food, even though Super Bowl's over. See, I got to get into basketball season. If I don't get into basketball season, you see, football is over. You know, they said, for those of you that are depressed that football's over, what you could do to get over the depression is watch little clips of football on YouTube. Really? Are we that addicted to football? I mean, we got to get into basketball season. We do. Otherwise, we're just... Well, you know, Olympics are coming up soon. Okay, don't go away. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
extended joy. Now, speaking of flu, boy, we've been busy in the office this week. A lot of flu. Remember we were talking about how flu, you know, it's kind of been light lately. Oh, we have been busy with flu. It's like all of a sudden, and you know, where I live, it's kind of warm. I mean, I'm going to need to shave my legs and paint my nails soon. It's going to be almost flip-flop weather, but it's flu. Flu season's upon us. So make sure you guys stay healthy. I don't know if any of you were watching American Idol the other day. Everybody was getting sick. Everybody was vomiting. People were fainting, falling off the stage. Crazy. So I don't know what hit American Idol, some sort of maybe norovirus or cruise type thing. I don't know. But they were all looking sick. But I think that was like a stomach flu. Now what's going on is the respiratory flu. So just, you know, stay healthy. Get your vitamins in. Get your fluids in. If you just hung out with somebody who was sick, run home and take a hot shower. Of course, hot showers, I think the steam kind of helps, you know, move germs along. That's what I do. When I come home from work, I go straight into the shower. And not because I think I got dirty. It's just I don't want the germs that are probably still in my respiratory tract deciding to do something. I kind of want to flush it out. That's just what I do. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at Dr. Dahlia. Please follow me on Twitter so I could give you updates all the time. Whenever I get an update, I give it to you. That's just what I do. I am such a giving person. Let's go to the emails. Oh, sorry, that's my phone ding. I forgot to shut my iPhone off. Sorry. I have a couple sick people I'm watching, and I've been waiting for some stat results, so I apologize. And my pap smear result I'm supposed to get any minute. When I get that, I'll share you. I want to make sure my cervix is in good shape. All right. Okay. Good. All right. We're good. Okay. Shut my phone off. Let's read some of your emails. Really? You don't want to know? You know, well, how could you not care about my health? You know, if I get bad news medical-wise, I may not be able to be on the air. I think you all should care a little bit. Okay. Dr. Dahlia, I carry Medicare and Blue Cross Blue Shield from what I believe is a great secondary insurance, yet I can't get a doctor to take me. They say they don't take Medicare, but I have Blue Cross Blue Shield as secondary. They don't seem to care, yet they will take Blue Cross Blue Shield primary. I don't get it. Why am I paying for double coverage? All right. A lot of you are probably in this situation where you have double coverage. You have Medicare, and then you took a supplement plan, United, Blue Cross, Humana, but you're still having trouble finding a doctor because your Medicare is primary. Okay. This is a tough one. It's going to make you mad. All right. If a doctor doesn't take Medicare, he's not going to care what your secondary or third or tertiary is. It's not going to matter. They're not going to be able to take you if they don't take Medicare. Some may. They may try it. Some may actually charge you cash. But for the most part, most doctors that don't take Medicare, they just don't. And honestly, monetary-wise, you know, you may want to find a doctor that does take Medicare. I don't think you should pay the extra cash if you don't have to yet. Remember, a lot of us are going to be paying cash soon. Okay, I mean, you know, there's going to be that time where if we don't want Obamacare, we're going to have to come out and spend cash. But if you don't have to spend the money yet, I wouldn't. But you see, here's the situation, okay? When, you know, patients say, look, but I have Blue Cross Blue Shield, they will cover what Medicare doesn't. The reason why I have a supplemental insurance is they'll cover what Medicare doesn't. Okay, a few years back, when Medicare was playing around with deductibles, that's exactly what would happen. You had, let's say, a $150 deductible or a $250 deductible with Medicare. You went and saw the doctor for, let's say, $250. The Medicare decided to reduce the rate down to $60. Would it pay the doctor? They'd give the doctor a zero, saying you owe $66 due to deductible. Your supplement insurance would kick in, pay part of that deductible for you. Great. Okay, and that's what it still should do. Or let's say you had co-insurances on your EKG, on your chest x-ray, etc. Medicare doesn't pay that to the doctor, says patient owes it, bills it to your secondary or supplement. Your supplement picks up the extra $10, $15. Wonderful. Everybody's happy. Well, one thing Medicare will do with a lot of doctors is say, nope, we're not covering this at all. We're not even going to process it. A big fat zero, which is why a lot of doctors are dropping Medicare. Now, the patients think, well, no big deal. If Medicare is not paying you, Blue Cross or United or Humana will. No, they don't. If Medicare decides you get a big fat zero in all, your secondary goes, whew, we're scot-free. Secondary will only cover what your particular portion should be. Now, many radiology companies and doctor companies and hospitals are saying, okay, to heck with this. If Medicare gives us a big fat zero, patient pays. The patient's like, okay, well, then secondary come and help me. But the secondary says, I don't have to pay because Medicare just denied the whole claim. If Medicare denies the whole claim, we don't have to pay because the whole claim was denied. So you're trying to, you know, reason with your doctor, say, look, I got Blue Cross Blue Shield. I know Medicare stinks. You don't have to use the Medicare. Just bill the Blue Cross. Uh-uh. Your Blue Cross Blue Shield will only want the bill that Medicare thinks is warranted. So if your doctor doesn't take Medicare and Medicare says, you know, heck to the no on this one, your secondary probably won't pay. That's why you're having a hard time. Now, I am sure there are some billers out there that would know how to get around this. But so many doctors are fed up that they're saying, I'm not dealing with this anymore. So that's why you're running into problems. I know many of you that are over 65 are struggling to find a really good secondary. But unfortunately, having that Medicare is what's preventing you from seeing a lot of these doctors. But like I said, I wouldn't, you know, not use your Medicare. I mean, I think, A, you have to, you know, from what I understand. And again, you know, save your money. Save your money, because we have no idea where this is going to go in the next few years with Medicare and our medical system. Like I told you, I had a patient who needed to have a hysterectomy, so she needed her pre-op chest x-ray. Well, Medicare used to pay for pre-op chest x-rays. For some reason, no more. Now, the radiology place said, you're paying cash. Just give me the cash. And so she did. But most of the time, you know, many of these places, they can't. They just can't collect for the patient. The patient's like, I'm not paying. If Medicare's not paying, I'm not paying. So there's a real, the patient-provider relationship is really starting to get strained, especially for those that have Medicare, which I think is so horrible because, I mean, you know, all you guys did was, you know, work, pay into the Medicare system for years, and then finally turned 65. You did nothing wrong. You did absolutely nothing wrong. It's just, you know, these companies are getting sick and tired of Medicare deciding not to pay. And with that being the case, their only option is to charge you or to just say, you know what, I'm out of this. And so that's what's happening. If you have Medicare as your primary, you're going to have to find a doctor that takes Medicare, period. I don't think you could walk in and try to use your secondary as the primary plan. And that, you know, and again, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the gist that I, that's how I understand it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And I know how frustrating it is. I mean, I see what I pay into the system. I want it there for me later. You know, and it kills me when I have patients call me saying, this doctor won't take Medicare. Nobody's taking Medicare anymore. Help. And you know, what's the government doing about it? And I told you what I think. I think the government's not having a problem with it at all. Because remember, they want to come in with a public plan. Whether they call it a public option, whether they call it Medicaid Gold member or whatever. And if they don't have doctors to fill in the gaps, they're going to hire the mid-levels. You know, if you're looking for a job or a career to go into, over the next few years, I would say go into physician assistant or nurse practitioner, because the government is going to want to hire you. And then they will be the ones administering the health care. So they don't care if there's no doctors to take on Medicare. As far as they're concerned, we're too costly and we're too cocky. So they have no problem with what's going on. No problem at all. And as the Affordable Health Care Act starts to go into fruition, and insurance companies are mandated to cover certain things, you know, just like with this birth control. President Obama said, okay, guys, I'm listening to the Catholic institutions, fine. You don't have to pay for birth control. The insurance companies do. Well, that's kind of what they've been saying all along. The insurance companies do, but you know what insurance companies are saying? Fine, I'll pay for your birth control, but I won't pay for your postmenopausal hormones. I won't pay for your prostate cancer treatment. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. plus 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com, your tweets, anything you want to do. All right, so we're talking about healthcare. Let's talk about a very expensive procedure that it looks like more and more Americans are getting. In the news today, they said 4 million Americans now have new knees, right? More and more Americans now live with an artificial knee. I saw a 1 in 20. So if you just count around you as you're driving, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, okay, number 20 probably has new knees. Researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston estimate that more than half of adults who are diagnosed with knee osteoarthritis will receive a total knee replacement in their lifetime. I got to tell you right now, when I cross my knees, you know, sometimes when I do my show, my legs are up on the, they're together, my legs are closed. But they're up on the desk and keep it clean. This is a family show. My legs are up on the desk, but when I cross my legs, like right now, my legs are crossed. When I uncross my knee, it's stiff. I mean, I hope to high heaven there's never a fire in the studios because I would barely be able to move. Of course, I really ruin my knees skiing and running. I have knee arthritis. So they're saying most likely I'm probably going to be one of these people who is going to need a knee replacement later. Absolutely. You know, you wear and tear that cartilage down. Right? And they say with improved success rates over the past 20 years, surgeons are more comfortable offering it. Patients are more comfortable having it. They say the number of new knee procedures doubled over the last decade, reaching more than 620,000 in 2009. Even younger patients, those 45 to 64, have increased their use of this surgical method. All right. Now, sometimes you do need revision surgery, et cetera. They used to say, now let's wait till you're older, you know, because we only want you getting one knee replacement. But no, they're letting younger people get this done. Absolutely. You know, and people always ask me, they go, well, Dahlia, how do I know, you know, when do I just have some arthroscopic surgery versus when do I have, need a full knee replacement? Well, if you haven't had arthroscopic surgery where they go in with a little camera, take a peek, clean up the cartilage. No, I don't think you're going to be a candidate for a total knee replacement yet. But let's say you have, you know, let's say you have had multiple arthroscopic surgeries. You've been to half a dozen orthopedists. Well, you may be a candidate. I mean, if you're having pain all the time, even if the pain wakes you up at night, you know, that may be a criteria for you wanting to go and do the surgery. Or if you just can't do your daily routine. If you can't get up, you can't sit and do your radio show, you can't get off the toilet seat, you can't walk, you know, you're starting to become disabled, you may want the surgery. And again, you know, having done injections, having done the physical therapy, having had arthroscopic surgery, if you're at the point where it is bone on bone, yes, they're going to probably consider, you know, a knee replacement. But I mean, if you're still doing fine, you know, and you haven't tried everything conservative and, you know, you're still able to, you know, do well, then my recommendation is, as you're thinking about it, meet the orthopedic surgeon you're going to want to do it. Just meet him, you know, talk to him, you know, get an idea for when it would happen, what would be entailed by you, how much time off work, how much time away from the family, what you're going to need from your family, whether you should have it in the winter, when it's cold and muggy, or should you do it during the summer months? You know, depending on, you know, while you have time to plan. The worst time to have surgery is when it's emergency surgery. The best time to have surgery is when you can plan it. Same thing with gallbladder. You know, you'll have people walking around with the gallbladder with gallstones every now and then getting a some cramping. And, you know, I tell them, look, you don't want to be, you know, at 2 a.m. having a gallbladder attack, you know, when you decide this. Okay, if you're having some issues, meet the surgeon. Kind of get a feel for them, see if you like them, find out how the hospital would get a hold of them and which hospital would want you to go to if you did have an emergency and when you could electively take it out. You know, the best time to do this is when you're, you know, relaxed and you could think about it and you're not in pain. You know, they always say don't go shopping when you're hungry. When you're hungry and you go to the grocery store, you buy more crap that you would eat. You know, go when you're full. Because then you're like, oh, okay, I'll get some broccoli and I'll get some rice cakes, et cetera. You know, same thing. You know, don't decide on surgery when you're in pain. Try to go when you feel fine. Okay, so if half of us adults with osteoarthritis, they're expecting we'll have a knee replacement in our lifetime. Are we looking at that? What is that costing? Well, from what I understand, if you don't have health insurance, we're looking at about $60,000, $70,000 for the hospital, the anesthesia, the therapy, the surgeon. And I think that's good. I wouldn't be surprised if it's not higher. I am really, really shocked that that's, but those have been the numbers I'm hearing. Now, if you have health insurance, of course, you know, it would be cheaper. But let's just, for sake of argument, say it's $50,000 for a new knee. I think we're really being conservative on that one. All right. Let's say $50,000 for a new knee. All right. And you have two knees. Okay. Remember, when you get a knee replacement, you're going to probably have one at a time. Okay. They're not going to do two. Now, you may get arthroscopic surgery in both at the same time where they take a peek and clean it out, but you get one knee at a time. But many people that have it done in one, you know, usually the same type of arthritis affects the other knee. I mean, unless, of course, you were a football player and you kept T-bowing the same knee, I don't know. You know, if you're always on the one knee, if you're always hurting that, you know, yes, mostly one knee is worse than the other. But, you know, if you think about it, with our life expectancy going on now into the 80s, and I'm thinking later 90s. I honestly, with the way we're going with medical science and how we're taking care of each other, and with the Dr. Dahlia Show expanding to multiple affiliates, you all are going to be living longer, God willing. So expect two knees. So like I said, if we're going to take, you know, a round figure like $50,000, all right, just think that the average American is going to probably need to spend about $100,000 on their knees. Also, don't forget, all right, if you're even thinking about knee replacement, think of all the thousands of dollars of therapy you're getting prior to that. Did you get the arthroscopic surgery? Did you get the injections, et cetera? So, we could probably take that $100,000 and put it up to $120,000, $130,000. All right, so anyway, we go back to healthcare, and we go back to coming up with affordable insurance coverage. Now, some of you will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, the insurance doesn't pay that much. Oh, of course they don't. Oh, they bring that price down as much as they can. But I wouldn't think, I wouldn't be surprised if they probably pay a good maybe $10,000 out of it, right, to everybody involved, surgeon, anesthesiologist, physical therapist. Now, one thing that Medicare has been doing is follow-up visits on surgery you don't have to pay. A lot of insurance companies are doing that too. So insurance companies are now saving money on follow-up. So if you get paid for the surgery, it doesn't matter how many times you have to follow up with the patient, you don't get paid. All right, so I bet you're getting scheduled for multiple follow-ups, right? No, you're getting the least amount of follow-ups because these companies need to save, these doctors are, you know, they're seeing you for free a lot of times on follow-ups. But again, I'm not an orthopedic surgeon, so I can't say for 100%, but I know on a lot of office procedures, you don't get paid for follow-up. No, they pay you the $40 or the $60 and that's it. You have to live on that for the remaining visits. And that's just the way it is right now. So you could see, right, when these insurance companies are now trying to figure out how they're going to handle, you know, the Obamacare demands, all right, and again, I'm not playing a violin for them. I think many of them are reaping in big profits, all right. Keep in mind, if you're in your 40s or 50s, they're going to be calculating you may need a knee replacement. And we aren't even talking about hip. What about hip replacement? Okay, what about all the shoulder issues I'm seeing patients have? What about the neck? You know, we don't talk a lot about the neck. We talk about the low back. We talk about the hip. We talk about the knee. One day we need to spend time on all of you with neck pain, needing cervical fusions, needing injections. So if one orthopedic injury or one orthopedic issue could be $50,000 to $100,000 per pop, all right, these insurance companies better be prepared to pay out. And if they're not going to, because all they have to do is pay for the skeleton plan that Obamacare wants, you better start saving some bucks. All right, when we come back, let's hit medical news, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Breaking news here, the Madonna stalker, the gentleman who had fled, I guess left the mental facility, his name Robert Dewey Hoskins, who had just, I guess, walked away from the state hospital he was in, has been caught and recaptured. So hopefully Madonna will be safe. And I think he's also stalking Halle Berry. On my next hour of the show, we're going to talk about stalkers, how you identify them, and some weird celebrity stalkers. You got to take these people seriously because, I mean, you know, someone shot John Lennon. These people plan to kill these stars. And if you don't take them seriously, they can do it. There's a lot of weirdos, you know. I had a stalker once. Just once. Yeah. Weirdo. They also put stuff online about you. You know, they'll badmouth you. They'll just, I mean, creepy stuff. But anyway, all right. So let's go to, I know some of you are very interested in beer and the health benefits of beer. Yeah, I mean, it's been known for a while that certain beer drinkers have some health benefits. Back in the late 90s, I remember they were talking about how beer could decrease your chance of stroke. So that was kind of a famous study. And, you know, I remember in medical school, we were like, oh, yay. You know, teachers were like, no, not happening. And then I guess another study at the turn of the century talked about coronary artery disease being decreased. All right. Because I'm wondering if it's the whole alcohol, good cholesterol, HDL thing. I don't know if so much beer, you know, beer could be, you know, have a lot of calories, but they do have antioxidants, polyphenols, and pretty similar to the amount that you'd see in wine. So, I mean, again, I can't tell you to go drink beer, but when I was asked, does beer have some health benefits? Yeah. You know, beer does contain some vitamin B, from what I understand. I think B6. And B6 can build up homocysteine, or actually it prevents the buildup. I'm sorry, homocysteine is not too good. So it builds up the amino acid homocysteine, which is linked to heart disease. So B6 prevents that. They say you can get that in beer. I mean, personally, guys, take a vitamin, all right? And let me see if I could look up here anything else that I could think of. I mean, you know, they say beer has a lot of fluid and water, so you're getting your water. No, I still think alcohol is very dehydrating, so I wouldn't go there. But all I'm going to say about beer is, from what I understand, there are antioxidants. The darker, the better. And I would do light beer in terms of calories if you could, if you really had to drink the beer. But, you know, if you could, you know, eat vegetables and drink water, boo, Dr. Dahlia, she told us to drink water and eat vegetables instead of having a beer. Okay, what else am I supposed to say? Come on, people, really? Can't tell you to drink beer, get in trouble. All right, okay. New 3D laser map could help scientists predict earthquakes, not to mention let them feel like they are playing video games. All right, apparently what they do is scientists use data collected by laser scans of Earth's land surface taken from aircraft. And the new maps create the most comprehensive before and after picture yet. So scientists from U.S., Mexico, and China, working with the National Center for Airborne Laser Mapping, flew over the area struck by the magnitude 7.2 El Mayor Cutcupa earthquake in northern Mexico in 2010. El próximo año, the earthquake created a massive rupture. These kinds of scans before and after large quakes, they say, help reveal where exactly the quakes ruptured. Well, duh. The earth down to a scale of just a few inches, which may help experts prepare for the hazards of such quakes. Well, yeah, hazard of a quake is buildings fall down, people die. I mean, we know what the hazards are. But anyway, if they could figure out what they're trying to do is if they could already see mild disruptions in the landscape, okay, they could possibly assess the potential size of the earthquakes that's going to be produced. All right, so it's kind of cool stuff. It's like a virtual reality type thing. And these guys get to play with lasers. So they're pretty happy about that. Okay. You know, what we're going to be also talking about the next hour, I don't know if you guys realize this, but Valentine's Day is coming. I know. Mushy, girly holiday. You know, I get asked, you know, some of the questions I get asked are, you know, what should I get my husband? Cologne. Yeah, I've talked about cologne, people. Men don't like cologne, really. Cologne is a woman thing. You know, when you're buying a man cologne, it's for you. Men don't want a smell of a musk obsession, perfumey scent. Men want to smell like men. Okay, they like gym smell. They like sweat. Men like, if you really ask a man, do you want to wear cologne? No, they're only wearing it for you, ladies. All right, so, you know, if you're thinking you're getting your man a present he wants, you know, I mean, I know what my husband wants, right? He wants, like, you know, the Sports Illustrated, with swimsuit issue, right, subscription, or he wants, he's into, he likes guns. He's into fishing. He's into a lot of sports. He's into flying. So he wants, you know, stuff like that. But no. I mean, if I bought him cologne once, that was a huge mistake, you know, because I thought that's what guys like. No, cologne is a girl thing, a very girly thing. All right. So just, you know, keep in mind, maybe run it by me. All right. Before I know I'm not a man. Okay. But I think I understand men a lot better than many of you, okay? Just because I've dated plenty of them and gotten dumped by, but I've gotten dumped by the best of them. So I think I got a real good grasp. Okay. Let's now take a grasp of the prostate. Prostate, Sorry. I'm no Anderson Cooper, am I? I know. I'll be more fluent. Prostate size may be a clue to severity of cancer. This is important stuff, guys. All right. Let's talk about the prostate. Okay. You're seeing more and more research and literature saying you don't have to get the prostate checked. You don't have to get the PSA. It's a waste of time. Not enough people get cancer to warrant the price. All right. Well, now a study came out today. Researchers from Vanderbilt, Ingram Cancer Center, Nashville, said, look, you know, not only do you have to look at the prostate levels, but you have to look at the size. Because think about it. If you have X amount of PSA, your prostate-specific antigen, being shot out by the prostate, right, into the blood, and your prostate is small, that could mean something's kooky going on. If you have two prostates, a large one and a big one, I mean, you won't have two. Let's say you and your brother, okay? Okay, you both have prostates. Your prostate is small. Your brother's is big. Yet both of you have a PSA of 2, okay, which may be concerning. Maybe the smaller prostate, okay? If your gland is X amount of size and gives off X amount of antigen, maybe it's relatively high, okay? They say there's nothing about size that would necessarily predict a bad outcome. What it's really about, they say, is the ratio of PSA to size or PSA density, meaning that a small prostate that is making a lot of PSA is likely to be due to a bad tumor, whereas a large prostate making a lot of PSA is likely to be due to benign enlargement of the prostate. All right, so that's another issue. Some of you will have, you know, elevated PSAs. You'll go to the urologist, and the urologist will say, no, I have a big prostate. So, of course, I have a big prostate, so that's why I have high PSA levels. But let's say your PSA levels are high and your prostate is small or normal-sized. That could mean you have something aggressive. So the other thing they're looking at with this size to PSA ratio is there an aggressiveness they could possibly predict? You know, one of the arguments the U.S. task force, and you'll see a government will have, is why are you testing for prostate cancer when it's not that aggressive? Who cares if they have prostate cancer? They'll die of something else before it kills them. Yet I had talked about this many times with you, that there are some patients that you can't predict. If cancer was predictable, it wouldn't be cancer. Okay? The whole point to cancer is it's unpredictable. It's chaotic. There's no rhyme or reason to its growth or where it decides to spread. That's why it's cancer. Okay? You see? I don't understand these people. So what scientists there are then doing is they're shaking their head and going, well, let's try to see if we can find some other proof that this could be aggressive so people aren't blowing it off thinking prostate cancer is benign. And that's where this came out. So great. It's going to be studied or published in the Journal of Urology. Great journal, good pictures. Okay, guys, if you could stay on board with us, do so. If not, have a great rest of the way home. Talk to you soon.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.